The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
You're watching The Big Story with Haryanto Diman. I'm Olivia Quay, coming to you live from the Straits Times newsroom.
In Parliament, Deputy Prime Minister Heng Swee Keat announced a $5.1 billion solidarity budget to help Singapore cope with the one-month circuit breaker. This is the third round of support measures after the unity budget in February and the resilience budget in March.
Altogether, the government's response to COVID-19 will cost $59.9 billion, or 12% of Singapore's GDP.
The primary aim of this solidarity budget is to take further steps to save jobs and protect the livelihoods of our people during this temporary period of heightened measures. We also help businesses preserve their capacity and capabilities to resume activities when the circuit breaker is lifted. I will also provide direct cash in hand for households to help tide families through this difficult period.
All Singaporeans aged 21 and above will receive a one-off payout of $600 by April 14th. This comprises a new payout of $300 and $300 brought forward from the care and support package, which was announced earlier. Other cash payouts, including the remaining $300 or $600, will be brought forward to June instead of August.
Firms in all sectors will get a 75% wage subsidy for local employees, up from 25% under the Enhanced Job Support Scheme. The first payment will be given out in April instead of next month to help with cash flow.
Many employers also hire foreign workers on work permits and S passes to ease the labour costs of such firms during these 4 weeks. I will waive the monthly foreign worker levy due in April. We'll also provide employers with a foreign worker levy rebate of $750 for each work permit or S-pass holder, based on previous levies paid in 2020.
The Self-Employed Person Income Relief Scheme, which provides direct cash assistance, will be extended. About 100,000 self-employed people will now be eligible for the scheme.
We will broaden the support for self-employed persons. First, I will extend SERS to automatically include self-employed persons who also earn a small income from employment work. Second, I will raise the current annual value threshold up from $13,000 to up to $21,000 to include those who live in some condominiums and other private properties.
Now, to help break down the measures announced in the solidarity budget, we're joined by Associate Editor for The Straits Times, Vikram Khanna. Vikram, in what's called the solidarity payment, every adult Singaporean will get a $600 one-time cash payout. Of course, you know, these are extraordinary circumstances meant as greater support to help us tide over this pandemic. So how does this cash payout compare with previous years?
As far as I can tell, this is the biggest single cash payout that I have seen, and it goes to all Singaporeans. It's not means-tested, it goes to everyone. So I think this is quite significant. It's a temporary measure. It's a one-off payment. I think there are more important things that will benefit the majority of people and the majority of workers in Singapore than this one. And I think the key here is the job support scheme, the expansion of the job support scheme to subsidize 75% of wages up to $4,600 for all companies, regardless of sector. And I think this will benefit workers across the board and companies across the board, pretty much. So I think this is the biggest portion of the budget.
Well, Vikram, you know, touching on that, is this going to be enough, you reckon, to enable most companies to retain their workers or even to prevent any pay cuts?
Well, whether it's going to be enough, we don't know, because we don't know how long this crisis will last. This is a one-month reprieve that companies are getting, but it's a huge amount. I mean, it's three-quarters of the wage bill for probably the majority of employees of most companies. So I think it should enable companies that were maybe contemplating layoffs, contemplating even closures, maybe to sort of hold off for a while. After this 1 month, we don't know what will happen. Maybe the measures will be extended. Maybe the epidemic will come under some kind of control and the circuit breaker could be lifted. We don't know yet.
Well, Vikram, let's talk about foreign workers. They are a vulnerable group of our society, especially now with 7 workers' dormitories identified as COVID-19 clusters. Now, the foreign worker levy due in April will be waived, and employers will receive a foreign worker levy rebate of $750 for each work permit or S-pass holder. So on that, how far will it go in ensuring that foreign workers are well taken care of?
Well, it'll definitely help all the companies that employ foreign workers, and this goes across the board. I mean, you have foreign workers in construction, you have foreign workers in manufacturing, you have foreign workers in services, in the F&B sector. So I think it'll help a lot of companies across the board. But again, this is a temporary measure. This is a one-off waiver. We don't know how long this thing will continue and what will happen in the future. But for now, I think, you know, this is a helpful measure for all companies that employ foreign workers, which are pretty much across the board in the economy.
Another group, Vikram, that is set to benefit as well from these new budget measures, DPM Hing enhanced the Self-Employed Person Income Relief Scheme, or SERS for short. What do you make of this extension? Is it necessary?
Absolutely necessary. I mean, I think the main theme in this budget is broadening the support across the board. Mm-hmm. So we broaden the support for companies and self-employed people. They are their own company. They are the company. And they are a pretty diverse group. I mean, I think it's hard to discriminate in them. He's extended support for this group to even some of those who live in private property by raising the threshold annual profit. These workers span several sectors. I mean, they are both white collar as well as blue collar. Mm-hmm. They extend Grab, taxi drivers, maybe self-employed accountants and so on. I think this is a pretty significant move. But the broadening of the support is what is the important point.
Right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Vikram. That was Associate Editor Vikram Khanna helping us make sense of the solidarity budget, which was announced